Epilogue. So here they are, the last pages of the story of my life. I have spent many years building the world around Joliad, Amarok, and Chenra, nurturing and maintaining it, only to tear it down again in the end. Now that I've finally found closure, the question on my mind is, what's next? Surely you as a reader have understood what my protagonists mean to me. Possibly you could feel how I felt when I wrote this text. It's not that I'm going to write these last lines and click publish on a website so that everything will just be fine. No. I ask myself existential questions concerning the continued life of my dearest protagonist, Chenra Gejaz. He is the one with the strongest and the greatest values, the one closest to myself. So should I just forget about him, close the book, and let what happened stand on its own? I cannot just throw away all these years, ignore it that this man, this dog, has shaped, changed and accompanied my life in a decisive way. What you can't read in this book, an image of the Alsatian is in my living room, right next to me. Chenra watches everything I do. He watches me, looking at me almost paternally from a corner of the room, as if silently nodding his approval of my way of life. What is also not written here, in the meantime, the name Chenra Gejaz is one that the world around me has been able to perceive and, at least partially, accept. It stands as a stage name in my identity card. Significant? But yes, because it means, the German state has recognized this name as a part of me, quite officially. Yes, I was successful. I brought one of my children, the oldest and strongest of all, into this reality, into my life on Gaja. Remember I promised him that very thing just before I let the story end? I kept my promise. I could be satisfied with that alone, couldn't I? Not at all. So that I will never again have to let this anthropomorphic sheepdog go through life lonely and alone, I had his face tattooed on my body. He now decorates, together with Anubis, whose fan I am, my right thigh. Now I carry him with me, until the end of time. What does the tattoo look like? The book cover of the third part is just the right image for a good ending. It is a marker, an identification with Chenra, my inner self, my world. It represents the connection between the dog from now and Anubis, the jackal from the past. I am interested in asking myself philosophical questions about the whence, whither. The past is a significant key to our own truth. In the now, we are judged by what we do. In the then, the way was paved for us to do it. I think it's important to remember why we became the way we are. What we feel today, what our inner drive is, what motivates us, it all has its origin. Being interested in mythology and also having always liked dogs, I couldn't choose a better symbol of adoration than what you can see on the last cover, and, as I said, on me. This book is my very personal declaration of love for what I was, what I have become and what I would like to be one day. It served, from the beginning, my inner order and my enlightenment about my aspirations. Why I'm the way I am? Here it is. If you have read carefully, if you have pondered along, then you have surely noticed that not every question could find a real conclusion and a comprehensive answer. But that was not the claim at all. The Vulpes Lupus Canis is not perfect. But neither am I, but it was a lot of fun to write it, to suffer under it, to think about it and, sometimes actually, to cry. Now, after all these years, it has come to an end. I have learned a lot, understood a lot and learned a lot about myself. Hundreds of hours of work, many headaches and several cups of coffee later, it is now in front of you, and I thank you for bravely reading to the end. You helped me bring my values to the world. Thank you. To conclude this epilogue, I answer the last of all questions that has remained unanswered in my mind so far, what will become of Chenra? I believe in a concept. The concept of an animal soul. It means, very simplified, that my human soul shares this body with another, non-human one. Yes, that's right, this second soul belongs to a dog named Chenra Gejaz. The blow of fate of the apartment fire mentioned here has actually existed. And even if it may seem unbelievable, the situation in which I perceived a presence but could not see it was reality. When my life ended and the words "not today" sounded inside me, I knew that I was not alone. I am convinced that someone gave me courage and strength so that my life would not end. And I owed it to this being to write down his story. Whether it sounds realistic or more like a fantasy. It doesn't matter what the world out there thinks of it and whether they believe me. I know that Chenra exists. Period. If something I cannot see is closer to me than everything that surrounds me, then it is part of a reality that must exist alongside the tangible one. With the conclusion of the story, I have demarcated two worlds from each other, assigned them each their place, in order to be able to move back and forth between them. Let's assume that I am telling the truth, that animal souls or the like exist. Has Chenra fulfilled his mission to keep me orderly and grounded? Do I not need him now? Does he have to go now? Die? I had to think about it for a long time. Just when I was beginning to realize that this, for me significant and huge, project was coming to an end, I was overcome by sadness, a depressive phase. I felt that Chenra was suffering from the agonizing question of its end. Again and again I sought a dialogue with him in my thoughts. Today, as I write these last lines, sharing with you, the reader, the final insight into my work, I have found the final answer. Chenra will stay with me. He wants to. I want it. We have promised each other never to part again. Whether the people around me understand, believe me or not, to be able to formulate this sentence required the writing of three books. Chenra Gejes, I love you and I will live my life together with you, as long as you want it and as long as it lasts.